Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ronica, oh Ronica, come light the menorah.
Ronica,
let's have
oh,
a party.
Ronica.
We'll all dance the horror. Gather around the carriage house. We'll give you a treat. Yeah?
That's great. You know better than I do.
I mean, it goes further than that, but I'll probably get the rest of it.
It's great.
You look like you totally dressed for Ronica today. You're so
I did this on
adorable.
Purpose.
That's the cutest sweater I've ever seen. I hope it's already on the list.
You know what? I got this a few years ago. I stole this from a production, if I'm going to be completely honest with you.
Well, that's part of one of the benefits of being an actor.
That is. But this is really a, I'm sure you can find it. It's like a Brooks Brothers $80 sweater.
It's
but I
so
love it.
Adorable. I love
Thank
it.
You.
It's festive, but it's throwback.
Yes.
It has it all.
That's
and
right.
It's a great cut for you. You don't wear a V-neck that often.
I never do, but I wore one today because I only realized just a minute ago, like, oh, I guess I could wear a V-neck without, like, I always feel like I have
a
to put something under it.
Yeah.
Yes.
An undershirt.
Exactly. And it goes great with my scores. So, listen.
Everything goes with that squirt. That's what we've learned.
It's true. The squirt is black. I sent Ron a picture of my squirt last night.
You did. You did.
Because I was modeling.
Oh, it just occurred to me I should be offended that you didn't wear this jacket I bought you for
well,
Ronica.
Well, I have it right here at the ready. Would you like me to put it on?
It's more when you know you're going to be cold enough. It's a great, well, I'll tell you this. My Ronica
Keep
morning,
talking, Ronna. I'm going to put it on.
Are you going to be able to hear me while I talk?
No.
Because I'm talking to you.
But pretend I'm here, but I'll be like literally 2 feet away for
All right,
5 seconds.
I'll just keep singing Ronica while you go get your present. Ronica, oh, Ronica, come light the menorah. Let's have a party. We'll all dance the horror. Gather round the table. I'll give you to eat. Sevi vont to play with and Levi vont to eat. And well, I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold inside, which is why I'm wearing my L.L. Bean by Todd Snyder. What would you call this? It's like
It's
what
like
do they call it online?
It's like an overshirt.
Yes.
But it's made of one of the materials of the season for me, anyway.
Sure, sure.
Which is what they call Sherpa.
Sherpa.
Which is basically an elevated fleece.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this is. Look how gorgeous.
Well, I have to say, you look pretty chic.
I love it.
You look butch but tailored.
Yes, butch queen.
Mask for mask.
Yes,
mask for mask.
That's right.
Isn't that
I
right?
I love it.
Did I get that right? Mask for mask?
Absolutely right. Now more relevant than ever, because if you just swap to the C for a K, I'm not hooking up unless you've got a mask on.
There you go. And you're drinking out of one of last year's picks, which is the Lack self-cleaning bottle.
I've
is
got
that right?
two drinks today, Ronna. Excuse me. I've got water in the mug. And iced coffee in the bug, which is what I'm calling this.
So I woke up to the most wonderful Ronica morning because I woke up to a gorgeous gift basket, pardon me.
Good.
From Zingerman's. I was sent the most gorgeous Hanukkah deluxe, I don't know what it was, gift basket from my dear friend Brian. And I have to say, it set me right on a wonderful course for the rest of the day. It had the most gorgeous gelt. Now, I've had my eye on this gelt, I'll be honest with you, for a few years, but I've never ordered it.
You know of this company, yeah.
Comes from a place in Chicago, I believe, called Veruca.
Yes.
And they make these gorgeous gelt coins that look like early Judean Roman coins that have a dusting of gold on them.
Right, they're dusted with gold or something. Yeah,
absolutely stunning. I've not tasted one yet because it was too early in the day for me.
Well, I hope it's not. A lot of times those things are all show and no go, so I hope it's good.
Who cares? Everyone will look at it and say, excuse me. So that's the fanciest gelt I've ever seen. And then some beautiful rugula and a babka.
I've had their babka. I love it, but I don't know what you're going to... I'm not a babka connoisseur, but I've had it before and it's delicious.
I don't know if you can be a babka connoisseur. I'm sure there's somebody who thinks they are, but...
Is that one of those things? I feel like, does anyone actually make a babka or does everyone just buy one?
Yeah, I think everyone just buys one.
Yeah, it seems complicated.
I think if you're making one, you get halfway into it and you think, was this the best use of my time?
Totally.
So anyway, but here we are. I mean, I can't believe it. It's Ronica again.
It's Ronica again, 2.0. We've already given away two great ideas. If you want a food gift, Zingerman's. If you want something for, you know, the man in your life and you want to up the ante a little, go to L.L. Bean by Todd Snyder or also just L.L. Bean. Those are great places.
I think all those L.L. Bean by Todd Snyder things are probably sold out by now. But I think you're going to look so terrific in that jacket, just walking. It's a real fall garment. So just, you can wear it at home to be cozy, or you can wear it sort of walking down the street for 5 minutes to get a cup of coffee over a sweater.
Totally. It's one of those nice things that you throw on and you could look like absolute garbage underneath it, but you look cool, casual, and elegant in it.
It just makes people want to hug you.
That I don't like.
Well, hopefully they can keep their hands off you, but it gives you the Natalie Imbruglia torn video vibes.
I'm going to wear it off my shoulder.
Now, I can't believe this year, you know, I don't like this thing people have been doing, but now I'm going to do it, which is they do started here, now we're here, which I really can't stand. They're doing that on Instagram.
They're doing it all over. Yeah.
But I have to say started here, now we're here. Ronica 2.0.
Wild.
So what we did this year was pretty much the same as last year in the sense that we broke it down by category.
We did, except this year, people, honestly, Rana, I think sent us 1,000 pages worth of questions and ideas. That's how you know it's 2.0.
Well, yes, but as usual, we're under no obligation to either mention or answer any of them.
Absolutely not.
But they should know that we did read them all very carefully.
And so
there was a lot of careful consideration as we were putting our lists together. But let's be honest, our lists are our lists. They're not your lists.
Correct.
So these are the things that we chose. And I have to say, I did something a little non-traditional this year for me. Which is I focused a lot.
You got a Christmas tree.
No. No, but you know what? I bet it would smell great.
Yeah.
I focused a lot on the lower end. I tried to really think about what did you think about what the vibe was this year in terms of holiday? What were your thoughts as you were curating your list?
That, I'll tell you.
Because I know you had a thought for sure. You didn't just say, I like this, I like that, I like this.
Well, I have to say, I'm just not spending big bucks right now.
Yeah.
And so I would actually say the higher priced categories for me were more difficult. And I think that that's a feeling across the board because I would say that different places I went to and the things they were highlighting were not the big ticket items as much is what I noticed.
I totally agree with that. Even I, the big spender, felt I just am not motivated to indulge in that way.
Me neither. It just doesn't feel like that.
This year, I was really trying to think about things. If you have the money to spend to do a little gifting, and again, it doesn't have to be a lot of money. And I actually really focused this year on the lower end of the list a little bit more than I did on the higher end of the list.
I would say most of my things are the $50 and $100 category.
Yeah. This is not the fantasy year. We have a couple fantasies in here because we've got to keep our fantasy.
Of course.
But this is not really the year for fantasy gifting. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not expecting anything from anybody. And I think it's completely fine if people who would gift in a normal year aren't really able to do that. But I also think if you can find a little objet that elevates the everyday And to me, the most important thing was, because we're not seeing family, really. I mean, no. Some people are lucky enough to live near their family and sure. be in a pod and whatever. But because things have really, and it's mostly because of the weather, et cetera, but because things have really sort of exploded in recent weeks, and we'll continue to do that probably until, you know, we've got the vaccine going or whatever, or mm-hmm. till the weather clears. The idea of being, everyone's feeling so isolated. So the idea of being thought of was mm-hmm. very important to me. So even if it's something tiny, you know, I saw this thing and I thought that you would like this, or it would elevate you every day, or whatever it is. And I feel like that's a gift all in and of itself. When someone has thought of me, and then I think of them every time I use the item.
Yeah.
And so you sort of think, it's really about being thoughtful. It's not really about making a splash this year.
That's right. And just to make your space a little more comforting and cozy, you know? Yeah. Everyone sort of wants that right now.
Though I have to say, I'm done with loungewear.
You know, I am too. We've been
talking about that all year.
There was only one thing on my list this year that, and I loved everything we recommended last year, but there's only one overlap for me this year. The rest was sort of like, no, but I already have the slippers and I already have the, you know, the pajamas that I love and got those last year. But I'm with you.
Well, because normally this is the time of year where people are nesting. But since Correct. People have been nesting We've all year, been. I mean, if you haven't figured out your loungewear by now, I don't know what to tell you.
I know, honestly.
And with the vaccine coming, we probably should have chosen a few glamorous pieces saying, you know what, world, I'm going to start thinking about investing in these, because when I'm back out there, watch yeah. out.
We'll go with Oscar de la Renta haute couture gown.
I'm interested to see if there's a big rebound. If the rebound is glamour after this, mm-hmm. or if the rebound is women never wear high heels again. I'm curious to see what happens.
Yeah, I am too. I will also say this, though. Oprah's fatal mistake, which by the way wasn't fatal. She's alive and well and doing epically wonderful as always. But the year of the recession, her favorite things was just empty gift boxes that you could decide what to put in them. And I felt robbed.
What?
Because I wanted, even though I probably wasn't going to buy most of that stuff,
but how
I wanted it. I know. She was like, it's the small things that matter. It's like, no, we know, but we didn't come here for you to do that.
We don't need you to tell us that. We need you to tell us that we need a, you know, brand new e-refrigerator to put in our bedrooms.
Totally. Yeah. Exactly. A match that sings or whatever. Her list is getting crazier.
All right. So without further ado, shall we start?
Yes.
Okay.
My dearest darling.
I'm very excited, and I'm excited to see if there's any overlap between any of the things that we pick.
There might be.
Could be.
There also might be a few that you were like, Brian, absolutely not. We're going to figure this out.
Oh, well, that's for sure going to happen.
I don't think I have a body hug inclusion this year of that, you know, that sort of thing, but we'll see.
Well, I will say this. They seem to have redesigned the body hug.
Oh.
And it looks a little bit sleeker. Now look at you, now you're interested. Because somebody posted that they bought the body hug at your last year recommendation.
Okay.
And actually, I still have one body hug because they're limited edition. They come and they go.
Origins Feel Good Body Hug.
Here we go again. I can't believe this.
Lavender and clove, I would get the lavender.
I still have one from last year that I bought to do as a giveaway. And that we haven't given out yet. So I can either give it to you or I can give it to somebody else. But I should say this is a watch and win, this episode.
Yes, good point.
This is a scratch and sniff. We're going to be giving away some of our gorgeous coffee. And of course,
and by the way, I didn't wear the sweater for nothing.
You mean because you look so fabulous.
Yeah. So people need to watch the video and do the scratch and sniff.
Yeah. The scratch and sniff is the giveaway where they have to listen carefully. And then we're going to do some giveaways on the Instagram. They'll go to Instagram and we'll do some giveaways.
Great.
But we also, which we'll get into in a little more depth in a minute, have a fabulous offer code for our listeners this year from a fabulous new sponsor. And this is, you want to talk about high end. This is, you know.
Beautiful.
Through the roof high end.
Through the roof.
So why don't you start us off with a couple of things, and then we'll get into when we get into our sort of gourmet category, we'll talk about a fabulous sponsor.
Okay. The first thing I want to say, which I'm sure is on your list too, And whatever, people come for me. I'm ready for it. The most elegant, thoughtful gift, in my opinion, seriously, is the Ascarana coffee. And, you know, roll your eyes, world.
I did not expect that.
Because that ranges from $20 to $100, depending on what you want. And that is something that people are staying indoors for and can't get enough of. And really, why not kick that experience up a notch? So I'm done selling it now. Like, that's fine, except that it's a genuine thing. I love this coffee, and it does start you off the right way. And it's a touch of something elegant in a sphere that someone might not be living in, you know?
Well, and I have to say, what I love is that even if you give, look, we have the gift box for $100 with the Carriage House collection that has everything in the mug, et cetera, et cetera. Then we have the $50 one.
Yeah.
But even if all you can afford, not even afford, if this is all you want to do, or you want to send this to a bunch of people or whatever it is, the single bag at $20 free shipping, which comes in that cute little clear bag with some holiday stickers. I have to say, someone sent me a picture of how it arrived to them the other day. And I thought to myself, I would be so delighted if that arrived on my doorstep.
And by the way, Justin, you put a little note saying, this is the best coffee in the world. I think you deserve it.
And I honestly thought, what a fun, whimsical, but also incredibly delicious little thing to do. And it's totally. $20.
$20.
Do you know how hard it is to find a gift for $20? And I worked very hard this year to find a few. And I have a few in that category that go along with that. But I don't know how you can spend how you can possibly spend less than $20 and delight someone.
Correct.
And the free shipping to me pushes it over the edge. But you've reminded me. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a little surprise for our coffee people.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Which is part of the gift boxes is we've just introduced this totally gorgeous, out of this world, impeccable scoop and clip.
It really is beautiful.
It's just a sort of beautiful, shiny, antique gold. You use it to close the bag on the outside. It has the coffee scoop right there, and it says the Carriage House engraved right on it. It's really gorgeous, I have to say. And as a thank you to our fabulous subscribers for the month of March, either if you've been a subscriber this year or you are a new subscriber, we are going to be including a free scoop and clip. Did I
Who's
say for the
pay
month
for
of March?
That, Rana?
Did I say for the month of March?
You said something about March.
My God, I think I just had a stroke in the middle in the middle of Ronica.
Listen, all the days are the same.
For the month of December for our subscribers.
Sure, sure.
So either if you subscribe or if you buy someone a gift subscription, whatever it is, you're going to get this gorgeous clip. There's no other way to get it except in the gift box. So that, I think, is really exciting. And that's a while supplies last situation, but you know me. I'll make sure everybody gets one.
Of course. Should I rattle off a few more of these, Rana?
Yes, yes.
Okay. This is under 20. One store I love that I think you can go on and find many things. Listen, I love Japanese design. I love the intricacy that goes into it. And I love how they've sort of thought of everything in terms of function and style.
Yeah.
Top Drawer is one Japanese retailer that's in the States. It's Top Drawer. You could truly go on there and nerd out as much as you want. Everything from stationery, pens, a water bottle like this one, they've got everything. One of the things they have right now is, because stationery is a big deal in Japan, they have these fish notebooks that they're selling on Top Drawer that are designed by Akira Ito, who is like the number one dude in stationery in Japan.
Huh.
They're so cute. Some are sold out, but some are not. But they're so cute, and they're just truly just jotting down thoughts or writing down lists or whatever, but you can just leave them on your desk. They're so cute, and it's just their line of fish notebooks.
I love that. How much are those?
Like 15, 14.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
These things are also sort of borderline stocking stuffers.
Correct.
Yeah.
And on that note, also the Japanese handkerchiefs that they have at Top Drawer are gorgeous. They're the cutest, coolest patterns. They're so raw looking, but not uncomfortable. And those are also, I think, around $18, $20. And they're
fabulous.
Beautiful.
And
they're
what would you do with that? Does it go in your pocket?
It could go in your pocket. You could tie it around your face.
So it's like a bandana?
You could use it as a bandana.
It's and big enough to use as a bandana.
I believe so. And they're so pretty. They really are. They're just, and very cool looking and kind of effortless looking.
I love that. I don't know Top Drawer. That's not a site I know. Now I'm so excited to go on there because I can absolutely get stuff for Jordan on there, I bet.
They have a brick and mortar in Los Angeles and also in San Francisco, but I don't know if that's a thing right now, brick and mortar. You know what I mean? I don't know if I would probably just go online. And then just a couple more things. My favorite body scrub now is from a place in Cambria, which is no lie, from a place called Lucia Apothecary. They have their men's line there.
Okay.
It's called Big Sur. And
I love that.
Terrific. And this is called, I don't love this. It's called their man scrub. Big Sur is the men's line. I don't like man scrub as a thing. But by the way,
man,
it's not.
I think.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And this is really for everybody. I mean, this isn't, I wouldn't call it a like knockout masculine scent, but it's so delicious. You scrub yourself down. It leaves a gorgeous, like sort of really soft, oily finish. And along with that, they have the Big Sur body, soap, like the body wash, and then they also have the bar soap. And along with that,
Lucia Apothecary,
or Lucia, I'm not sure which.
Are they luciaapothecary.com?
That's right, Lucia Apothecary. And it really is, I mean, she's literally doing this out of her home, practically. They have a brick and mortar, but she's literally, when it comes to you, it comes like through the mail with her handwriting.
Is it a rustic packaging that it comes in, or it just comes mailed and you have to put it together?
It's sort of like that. That's a very lo-fi operation.
Yeah, I just want people to know. But I love the authenticity of that. And I love, which I think should be another theme for what we're talking about today, I love the idea of supporting either small businesses or the businesses that we have to think about who we want to still be standing on the other side of all of this.
Yes.
And so I love the idea of first looking small before we go big, sort of thing.
And then I'll just name like two more. A lot of people are into plants right now. TheSill.com has a succulent trio that you really don't have to do much with. You just put it out. It's really pretty. It's $50. That's the Sill. If you want a bigger plant, Bloomscape is sort of the way to go. And they have much bigger house plants, but they start at around $50. And they're beautiful. I will also say, also on Top Drawer, if you're interested in some new house shoes, they have Japanese house shoes that are so cute.
Yeah.
Cool patterns. You can wear them reversible, they're machine washable, and you can roll them up to pack them. So, and they take no space.
Absolutely love that.
Yeah. And the patterns are so cute.
It's very funny because a lot of your suggestions are similar to my suggestions. They just come from a different store. So I love that. Now, a lot of my suggestions that are like your suggestions come from the MoMA store.
Sure.
Of course.
One of the go-to spots for gift giving.
Which is always one of my go-tos, of course. But you mentioned the house shoes. And of course, we always talk about slippers, but they have something on the MoMA shop. The brand, I think, is Subo, S-U-B-O, which I think is also Japanese.
Okay.
And they come with these down inserts, and they come, I think, either blue or polka dot.
Wow.
And the polka dot are black with white polka dots. And there was someone who wrote into us saying their mother was a nurse and that they wanted to buy slippers for the mother.
Yes, I saw that question.
And I thought her budget was about $100. And I thought that this was an excellent solution for that. But of course, and we'll get into it, but of course, everyone knows I always love an UGG slipper.
I'm wearing mine right now.
Yeah. And you can't go wrong with an UGG slipper, but these Subos and your Japanese house slippers, also fabulous, because not everybody likes hot feet. I sort of do like hot feet.
The Japanese ones, the one at Top Drawer, they run about, I think it's $59.
Which is a fabulous price point. And the other thing that they had at the MoMA store, which I loved, was they have these self-watering plants pots.
Cool.
Which are basically, it's a glass. I'm not sure exactly how it works. It's glass on the outside and then terracotta on the inside. And I think you fill the glass And then the terracotta regulates how much moisture the plant needs somehow.
That
and they're really
great
looking. It's a really nice ceramic.
That is one really bright thing I think that's come out of this is people getting a little more confident with bringing the outside inside, and also because it's so much easier than ever with devices like this.
Totally. Yeah. And they also have, which I bet your two stores have too, an indoor herb garden, which I think is fabulous in the winter to have fresh basil and that sort of thing. And it's a nice little sort of fetishistic thing to do, to be tending your little herb garden if you have a nice window.
Not to mention it probably smells fantastic.
Yes. The other thing that they had on the MoMA store, which I thought was really cute, and these things are sort of more in the... These are more in the stocking stuffer category, but they're also the sort of things, again, you might not buy for yourself, but you'd be delighted to have in the everyday. And one of them is a fabulous little screen cleaner. So it's about,
I saw this.
4 inches tall, maybe.
Yes.
And it's like a little 4-inch spray bottle.
Yeah, like a mister.
Yes, but then the spray bottle itself is made of a material that's like a wiper material. So almost like a squeegee on a car.
Yeah.
So you keep this in your pockets like the size of a lipstick, let's say. And you spray your screen, and then you use the side of the bottle to wipe off the screen. Instead
fabulous.
Of having to keep a cloth separate, which I loved. And that was, I don't know, $14 or something.
Yeah.
And the other thing I loved, which they had at the MoMA store, you could also, there's a million versions of this. You could order them on Amazon, but they have a collapsible straw with a case. Because there's so many cities that have passed these paper straws. You got to have the paper straws. And I hate to say it, but I hate a paper straw.
Yeah.
I love the planet. I hate a paper straw. So I'd rather have this thing that's about, smaller than a pen case, that you're keeping in your bag, that you have that fabulous sort of silver straw with you wherever you go, or OXO, OXO, who do a lot of terrific kitchen tools and that sort of thing.
I have several things of theirs.
They are selling for $13, I'm not kidding, a little stainless steel straw set, and it comes in a little case.
Cute.
And I love that because I'd love to have 4 stainless straws sitting around my house.
And
I could just use when I wanted them.
It's also just one of those things that it's one of those super tiny things that does sort of just elevate the experience a little bit.
And it even comes with a little brush so that you can clean the inside of the thing if you want to.
That's nifty.
Really very cute.
Yeah.
The other thing that I loved for $19, excuse me, and less, depending on where you find it, is the Aero Latte Frotha. Are you familiar with this?
I am not, but someone wrote in and recommended a Smeg milk frother. So
she
it seems
did.
Like a milk frother is a thing that's happening.
Well, and I have to say that the Smeg milk froth is $1.99.
Oh,
and
okay.
So I went down after her suggestion. She wrote in, and I'll have to see if I can find her name here because she absolutely deserves a mention.
I can look for it while you describe the one you got.
So I went down a little, I think her name's Emily, maybe. I went down a little milk frotha wormhole based on Emily's suggestion because Emily
it is Emily. Yeah.
I just decided she was Emily. But
you're right, though.
I'm glad I was right.
Yeah.
She even sent a video attached so that you could see, because I sort of thought, look, I love Smeg. Okay. One of my favorite things is a Smeg mini fridge that you could get for an office. It looks like an absolutely retro fabulous. But Smeg, I feel similarly to Dash. Everyone knows I love Dash egg cooker, the express egg cooker.
Of course.
And the waffle maker. But I don't want everything that they make.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about Smeg. Some of their design's incredible. And sometimes you think that looks a little bulky. Mm-hmm. So I said, let me see. She had a whole Smeg setup. She had the coffee machine. She had the frotha. She had, the whole thing. I have to say, watching the video of the frotha, the Smeg frotha comes, it's almost like a bowl.
Okay.
The idea of a warm bowl of milk,
Sure.
I don't think you understand how satisfying that is until you see the foam start to build on top of it.
Very sexy.
And she was saying that she makes hot chocolate in there sometimes. Mm. And just the idea that you then take it and you pour it into a glass. I mean, it really felt so comforting and luxurious. And I said, okay, she wins. This is going on the list. But then I started looking up frothers. And it turns out that this Aero Latte frother for $19, you need to make sure they have AA batteries to go along with it. It looks almost like an immersion blender.
Okay.
It's just a wand with a thing at the end of it and a battery. And I watched a video on that too. You put it, you know, put your milk in a glass or a measuring cup or whatever. And this thing froths like you can't believe.
Wow.
And the idea, and then the other thing is so many
that
people
is
wrote
exciting.
In and said, I'm married to a hoarder. I don't want to buy another thing.
Yeah.
This thing was so tiny and compact. And it, I loved how much it could do. In such, I felt like that was going to be such a fabulous. If you could have fabulous frothed coffee for a $19.
Terrific. Come on.
And then there was another one from a brand called Ad Hoc that I saw on Sur La Table, which was about $30, which was just a little bit more elevated. Came with a stand. It was stainless steel. And you could use that more for vinaigrettes, or you could use it almost like a Powell whisk. It was a little bit more substantial.
Oh, okay.
So I loved both of those things. Yeah.
Fabulous.
Two more quick ones from this price category. I'm just going to, this is basically a 50 and under category. So I'm just going to machine gun these if that's okay.
Fine. This is where most of mine are anyway. So please.
Oh, so you have more in this category?
A couple, but.
Oh, let's hear them. Let's hear them.
Also on the MoMA Design Store, the Wide Boy alarm clock is so, it's $35. It's so cute.
Yeah, I saw
that. And very Mad Men without being silly. You know what I mean?
The red one?
The red one.
Yeah, I loved that.
So cute. And yeah. I don't know, like, it just is something that you look over and especially in the morning and you're just like, oh, maybe I've got it more together than I thought I did.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at me. I've got it together. And it's analog. So it's not going to bother
Correct.
You with light. Yeah.
Correct. And yeah. also the Patagonia Fisherman Beanie is just a winter hat that is so classic and cute and, you know, sort of, I don't know, very Silver Lake, but also very Portland, Maine. You know, it's sort of,
I love that.
And it's so cute and they're really, really nice. And so that was my other one. Another one that I would sort of going back and forth with on the list, because this is could be in the category of like, who cares, was the Tile Slim, which looks like an American Express Black Card that you put in your phone, in your wallet. It's a tracker. It just is a really sleek, pretty one. So if, when you lose something, it just comes up on your phone and tells you exactly where it is.
Oh, so instead of only being able to find your iPhone, you can find your everything?
Yes, and it looks like it's truly an Amex Black Card, and you just put it with your credit cards.
I love that.
Or you can put it in your like behind your phone in your phone.
Where does that come from?
That comes. Let's see. It's called the Tile Slim, and I think you could probably just get it on Amazon or maybe it's. I'm sure they have like some sort of website. I will
let
you know.
That is a terrific gift, I think.
So their website is called thetileapp.com, but on Amazon, they sell it. And I think it's like $35, but it's really pretty and or very sleek, I should say, not necessarily pretty.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's $24.
And so useful as can be.
Very useful.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. So that's my 50 and under.
I love that. Another thing I forgot when you mentioned your scrub, of course, everyone knows I love my Cowshed scrub and
yes.
I just did my, so look, we can't control what's going on here. Some people are doing Black Friday. Some people are doing Black December. Some people are doing, you know, so some of this stuff will be sold out. Some of it will have deals. Some of it won't have deals, but you should absolutely, I would encourage everyone always to Google around because most places these days, when you go there for the first time, they either give you 15% off or 20% off, or they're having all kinds of deals. So I just want to say that to say that. But another thing that you can order on Amazon, or you can find it somewhere else, which looks like nothing, but it has brought me so much joy. And this is for if you have a bather in your life, you were talking about your gorgeous scrub. is the Crystal Peel soap.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Now, this is for people like me who like the feeling of sandpaper against their skin.
I like that feeling too.
That's who I am.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a sandpaper. And there's other people that, because on the other side of the sandpaper is, of course, smooth as a baby's bottom.
Yeah.
And this is just a bar of soap. It comes in a plastic container. It looks like you bought it at a dermatologist's office or something. It's very no frills. I mean, if you got it in your stocking, you'd think to yourself, why does this person hate me? and then when you ran out of soap, you'd try it. And
yeah.
I am not a bar soap person. We know that.
Definitely I am. Not. I love a bar soap.
Oh, well, then this is right up your alley. The only thing you're not going to like about this is that some of your hair might get caught in it because it's also an exfoliating bar.
I use an exfoliating bar sometimes, though.
So I don't know what this is made of. It's absolutely made of sandpaper. And after about two swipes, you can feel the scratch on your skin.
Yep.
In the most satisfying way, I think it's about $17 a bar on
Will you
Amazon.
Say the name again? Crystal Light?
Crystal Light soap. So it's fruit punch flavor or pink lemonade. Those are the two flavors it comes in.
Crystal and Peel. That sounds so nice.
And I think it's called the Crystal Peel Microdermabrasion Bar. And
I'm totally
addicted to it. The only thing I would warn people is it's slippery. So which seems counterintuitive because it's scratchy. So if it falls in the shower, be careful. You could slip on, when the soap gets on the floor, you could slip on that soap. So be careful about that.
Yeah.
Okay. In the scrub category, there's a brand called Olio A Osso that I talk about sometimes, which make these cute little tinted lip bars that are basically made of olive oil.
Nice.
And they kind of push up like a push pop almost. But they have this year a blood orange looking, I don't know if that's the flavor or just the packaging, lip scrub that they're selling for about $28. But it's so cute. It's a clear package with an orange circle on it. And you can get that at olioosso.com. But they have that in other places too. And then I, of course, am crazy about these Atmos canisters. So, well, we can go down this rabbit hole if we want to, but I love everything that Fellow is making.
I don't know Fellow or Art, whatever you said.
I think you know Fellow, but you don't know that you know Fellow.
Okay.
They are the people who make those gooseneck kettle.
I know what those are.
So they make that.
For like a pour over or something?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which we'll get into at a little bit of a higher price point. But the other thing they make are these canisters, which are perfect. And I'm sorry, I know we talk about coffee all the time, but it's not just because we're selling coffee. I happen to have a coffee on the brain right now.
Sure.
Because I find the ritual of making coffee incredibly comforting.
It is. So are these those airtight containers you had mentioned a while ago? Yeah, okay, yeah.
So these, you just sort of, you get a real workout with them too. You move them back and forth, and then they vacuum out the air, and so your coffee beans stay fresh.
Fresh.
Could be coffee, could be this, could be that. They start at about 25. And so that's basically it. And then we can get into, the other thing I love, which I think is a great gift for people, spices.
Yes.
That you could, and there's so many great kitchen things, but that you could replace. How good would it feel to throw out all the spices you had and get new spices?
Well, and apparently you sort of are supposed to do that every now and then.
I know. I can't figure it out. I have spices that have been in my cabinet for 20 years.
Me too. And I'm not going to, exactly.
And if they still smell fresh, they smell fresh. But
I agree.
There's two companies that I love. One is called Diaspora Co., I believe.
Okay.
And they have a cute little spice box for $36, though it was sold out when I saw it, but it said it was coming back into stock. So maybe by the time this airs, it'll be back into stock. Gorgeous, bright, Indian-inspired packaging. And then there's another company called New York Shook, S-H-U-K, which means like marketplace.
Okay.
And they sell harissas and za'atars and all sorts of Middle Eastern spices. And they even have, this is more of a fantasy item, excuse me, but they have a Moroccan tea set that they're selling, which was about, you know, $375 expensive, but it had a teapot, glasses, and then Turkish Delight and a few other things. I don't personally like Turkish Delight because I don't like eating perfume.
You know, I do like Turkish Delight.
I like the texture of a Turkish Delight.
The consistency is pretty great. I know what you mean, though. It is a little bit like
I don't want to eat rose petal candy. That's the same as Lush to me with the taking a slice of soap off.
Right. Maybe that's why I like it.
Yeah, because you like to eat soap.
I do. I like to serve soap whenever I can.
Did you have other kitchen things? What were your kitchen things?
You know, I didn't really have too many kitchen things. And I think a lot of that is because, I mean, can you count alcohol as kitchen?
No.
Okay. You know, I don't think I really did have many kitchen things this year. Okay, I do. The Schmidt brothers.
The Schmidt brothers. I know about the Schmidt brothers.
So they have two knife blocks that are so... I have one of them. I have the... There's the Midtown and the Uptown. The Midtown's a little smaller.
I don't think I've seen their knife blocks. I've seen their knives.
Okay, so the Schmidt brothers' knife blocks, especially the Downtown or Uptown... Not Midtown. I think it's Downtown or Uptown knife block. They're so gorgeous. They're that kind that's just a really simple slab of wood that's magnetized with a little bit of glass over it. And it's just, it's so easy to grab your knives from. And it also just looks great on your countertop. So I think the Midtown one, or is it the, they come in different sizes. It's like Midtown, Downtown, Uptown. So I have the smaller one, which holds about like 6-7 big knives. And then you can go up from there. But those also are... Under 100. I think they even the biggest one is, I think, maybe 120 or something. But
well, this
those are
is
all
a
pretty
great
affordable.
Gift. I'm trying to see. Somebody wrote in and said he and his husband are both in the kitchen all the time, and he wanted to get something. What was some new kitchen supplies that we thought would bring a little, you know, elevate their
Yes, I
home.
Remember that question.
And I'm trying to see where that is, but
one of my favorite websites for food, along with William Sonoma and Sur La Table, is Food 52.
I knew it. I was going to say it myself. Food 52.
Yeah, it's, and I have actually an item from Food 52 on there, but it's not kitchen related, but that's just a really fun place to go look at stuff that's well curated and really beautiful. And, again, goes from every single price range. So you can find great stuff for not a lot or for very much.
And the other thing about Food 52 is they do collabs, so to speak.
That's right, they do.
They'll do like a special cocotte with Staub.
They're doing a thing with Staub right now. Yeah.
And those are ones, those are colors and things that you can only get there. Food 52 is a marvelous site.
They've
really kicked it up quite a bit in the last year.
It does seem like it. It was sort of off my radar, but it's very much on my radar now.
Yeah, they started to sell things, basically. One of the other things that I wanted to say in the under 50 was I always love Heath ceramics, as long as we're sort of in the kitchen or at tableware.
Yes.
And I can't find this guy's name. I wish I could find it, but find it in a minute. But so your slab is amazing for that. With the Schmidt Brothers slab, but they do these gorgeous, everything is gorgeous at Heath Ceramics. You can't go wrong. You could get a mug for $24. You could get it or $34. You could get this, that, but they made these gorgeous Chez Panisse, bowls, which you could use as a bowl or you could use it to drink cafe au lait out of or whatever it is. It comes in a couple of colorways, but the one that really caught my eye was the called Wildflower, and this is just for the winter season, Wildflower and Light Gray. So it's light gray on the outside, and the inside is the palest pink. And I have been almost a lavender, and I have just been so interested in pink ceramics for the last couple of years. I've had a sort of fantasy. But they have it that way, and then they have it in a darker gray. That's the Wildflower Light Gray. And then they have one called a Stinson Gray. And these are all made in California. Stinson Beach, of course.
Of course.
They're all made in California. They're so gorgeous. Everything is stunning from there. But the other thing that they had, which was in the same category, so close to what you were saying, And I recommended this last year, and I have to say, I stand by it again this year. And okay. This is really in the under 200 category, is they have the most gorgeous wooden butcher blocks.
Okay, yes.
They have one that's a cutting board that has a little leather handle on it. And then they have these butcher blocks, and they both have a little brass imprint in them. And they're so gorgeous. And I can't, you would have to challenge me to find a person who was not absolutely filled with joy when they were either putting together a cocktail on this butcher block or serving a cheese board on this cutting board. I mean, absolutely stunning. And I can't recommend that.
I will also say, which Michael recommended, I also have a Zerol ice cream scoop that I love.
That's on those my list.
Those are fabulous. And just don't ever put them in the dishwasher, because then it ruins the whole thing.
Ruins the finish? Is that what happens?
Not only that, but you know how Zerol has that technology where the handle has like an internal heating system, which makes the scoop so nice?
Unbelievable.
They have it patented, and so it ruins that if you put it in the dishwasher.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, that was in my... I had a list of sort of scalable items.
Yes, because that you can get... I have just the basic one that was like $20, but they go up to like, you know, you can get a gold one for even more than that to match your coffee scoop.
They're so gorgeous, these Zerol ice cream scoops. I mean, but you could get that and just give that to someone. They'd be absolutely over the moon.
And they'll last you literally the rest of your life.
I mean, I would love to get a Zerol ice cream scoop. That would make me delighted. But the other thing you could do is you could do that plus a McConnell's gift card. Gift card.
That's cute.
Those, they can send you one pint for $12, or you can, you know, join one of their ice cream clubs or whatever you want to do. But I wouldn't mind a bit if somebody sent me a Zerol scoop, a reindeer tracks, and a peppermint stick from McConnell's. I'd be
That's a great idea.
Set for the whole holiday season.
Also, someone wrote in, Rana, Matthew wrote in saying he was really inspired by our conversation with Paul Feig.
Oh, this was an email.
This was an email, and he found the same stemware, I guess, that Dukes uses at a place called John Jenkins, which is in the UK, but they also have one in the States. You could probably just go to John Jenkins, JohnJenkins.com. And they have those like old fashioned martini glasses that you see more in Europe than you do in America, but they're really sweet looking, and they're, I think, like $30 each or something.
Yes. That was an incredible gift. And also he also named the vermouth that they use at Duke's, which I believe is called Sacred.
Yes, that's right. Sacred gin or something.
It's Sacred English, Sacred Dry Vermouth.
Oh, vermouth, right. Sorry.
And I looked it up, and you can get it in the United States. You can get it through TotalWines.com.
Okay.
And a few other things, which leads me to ding, 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 fabulous Connor McKay. Now, Connor McKay is the one who wrote in and created the Saffogato, as long as we're talking about ice creams and glasses and everything, which won the 50th.
Yes.
And he works at a store called Frankly Wines.
Okay.
In Tribeca, New York. But he's from Hull on the South Shore of Massachusetts, excuse me. And I believe it's Frankly, FRANKLY.com is the name of the store. But people can Google that, and I really hope I got that right. I didn't get that wrong. But what I would personally do, now this goes for me for the under 50 and the under 100 category.
Okay.
If you wanted to send a gorgeous bottle of wine or a spirit or a something, this guy has the most impeccable taste.
Wow.
And he has an incredible inventory. And sometimes you just have to put yourself in other people's hands when it comes to these things, because it can be so overwhelming. I would call him right up or email him off of the website. He will put something fabulous together for you. They ship wherever it's possible to ship alcohol is where they ship. So there are some states you can ship to and some states you can't. And people probably already know what category they're in for that. But they have also tons of canned drinks, but really rare stuff. He's the one who turned us on to that gorgeous Fort Have coffee liqueur. And so I think you just call him, you say, or email him or whatever's best for him. Connor can tell people. You say, I've got $70 to spend, including shipping. What are we doing here?
Sure.
And he'll put something together.
God, that's the best kind of situation, too.
So in that same category of sort of food and scalable gifts, I'm going to rattle off a few, and then I want to talk about our fabulous sponsor, if that's okay with you.
Perfect.
This was a suggestion that came to us from Cynthia Dupree Sweeney. Maybe you've heard of her.
Icon.
She had a lot of fabulous suggestions. I'm going to rattle those off right now.
Please.
One is something called Bare Hands, which is a $40 manicure kit. You just give yourself a buff and a polish at home. It comes with a gorgeous cuticle oil, cutest little case, $40. It's a fabulous, fabulous gift for people right now with what everybody's, you know, at home.
And you could use that and drink barefoot wine, which would be fun.
You could. Then she has a place that she always orders from in the Bronx called Gustiamo's, G-U-S-T-I-A-M-O. And they do gift boxes, but they do sort of Italian pantry goods. They'll do a pasta pomodoro, you know. So they've got one that's $55 and then one that's $500.
Got it.
But my favorite is they have a... they talk about Marcella Hazan, the famous Italian cookbook author. And they talk about her in the present, which is hysterical to me because she died in 2013. And they say, Marcella is very important to the store. And these are her favorite items, which is hysterical to me that they're still selling them that way. But the other thing I think is fabulous to send people is flowers.
Yes.
And somebody sent me flowers from something called Flume.
Okay.
And that is one of these, it's sort of like a young and modern FTD.
Okay.
And you go on there and you pick the designs and the price point, and then they find the local florist that they hook you up with. But pretty terrific. I've mentioned these people before, which is Ann Sons. Last year we talked about Toysha, so this year we have to talk about Ann Sons.
Those chocolates are absolutely gorgeous. I mean, they look like art.
They're beautiful, they're artistic, and they come in the most incredible packaging. And this is another situation where you could order, they do these limited edition holiday confection bars. Those are about $3.50 each.
Oh.
Which you could put together what you want. Or you could get their little chocolate box starts at 12 pieces at about $39. It's absolutely gorgeous. And then they have bigger and bigger as far as you want to go. But they have something, they have a Hanukkah box, which starts at $39, I was saying, which is really very cute. And then they have something called the Joy Collection. And to me, the one that was $139, which was the middle size one, was a real showstopper because it just had the most gorgeous packaging with the sort of pink and red ribbon graphic on the outside and these cute little snowmen. And that really, if you're looking for a splurge for a chocolate / art lover in your life, that was a great one for me.
Ampersand Sons.
Yes. And then, of course, Gold Belly, Gold Belly, Gold Belly.
Yeah.
$10. $10,000. Up to you. Send somebody a gift certificate. Let them pick out a cake or some ribs or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But they're supporting so many small vendors across the country, which is fabulous.
Yes.
Now, Brian.
Ronner.
This is really an exciting thing for us.
Well, this is very, very Ask Ronna.
It really is like
there was no thinking twice about whether or not this fits with the brand.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of people that have written to us and said, I love the coffee. I wish I could be part of the coffee club, but I don't drink coffee.
Right.
I either can't have the caffeine or I can't handle it or whatever it is.
I'm Mormon.
When are you going to tie my arms? Not powerful.
Right. I can't.
I can't physically hold a coffee cup.
No. Much less press a button. Yeah.
I might be able to hold a teacup, but I don't know if I can hold a coffee cup.
Bird bones.
And we've had all these people have written to us and said, really, when are you going to do a decaf? When are you going to do a decaf? When are you going to do a decaf? The answer to that is, I would love to do a decaf. But there is a fundamental paradox with coffee and decaf, which is that
sort of with you.
Very hard to be a coffee person and be a decaf person.
It really is. And as much as I've wanted to drink decaf, because especially a little bit ago when my coffee consumption was so crazy, I would drink it sometimes, and it just isn't coffee. It just isn't.
It's something else.
Yeah. It is. It's something else.
It's funny, though, because so I was on the phone yesterday with the brother and sister combo who embedded in this new sponsor of ours.
Yes.
It's a family-run business. They're out of Chicago. They're called Rare Tea Cellar, but Cellar is like Cellador, not S-E-L-L-E-R.
Yes.
C-E-L-L-A-R.
Yes.
As in basement.
Right. Not as in S-E-L-L-H-E-R. They're not traffickers.
Correct.
Yeah.
And this is such an exciting company because what they do is they supply tea. We're talking about tea on a level that you can't imagine. Yeah,
this is not like, even honestly, Rana, this isn't even something you would find at like Fortnum and Mason. This is like a step above that. They're beautiful. You could keep these on your countertop.
It's very funny that you should say that because I was talking to them about Fortnum and Mason and the kind of tea that I enjoy. And they said, oh, well, we have a tea that's one grade higher than what the queen drinks. Okay.
I mean, by the looks of it, Rana, I bet they do.
The guy that runs this place, his name is Rod, and Forbes wrote about him a couple of last year, I think.
Yeah.
And they said he was a cross between Indiana Jones and I can't remember who the other person was.
He's already your dream man.
Because he is a sorcerer of things. He's both a sorcerer and a sorcerer.
Yes.
And so everything that they sell at this place is. How could you? The thing I'm most obsessed with.
Yeah.
They are selling an Okinawa brown sugar that looks like the most gorgeous sugar block you've ever seen in your life. And this will be,
wow.
I think it's $15 a bag. It'll be the best $15 you've ever spent in your life because it will elevate. I can't wait to have a Shades of Vanilla or a Ronica blend with a little bit of cream and just crumble a tiny bit of this Okinawa sugar in there.
But wow.
You know I love anything.
Rana, we got to see a video of that because already this is like AMSR dreams.
Well, you know I love anything that makes me feel like I'm living in another century or in another thing, anything that transports me, which is
That's
why
right.
we love Santa Maria Novella so much because
we want to
be afraid that we opened our window and it's going to blow the candle out of the the letter that we've been writing.
Exactly. And which is why you wear bloomers.
Seal.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yes, when I'm wearing my bodice strings, my bodice ribbon is open while I'm writing that. And my hair is brushed out and down
to
the floor.
Yes, yes. You're by a moor.
You know, I had hair down to my behind once, but that was a very long time ago.
You're kidding.
But in any event, this Rare Tea Cellar, so they're a new sponsor of Ask Rana, and what they're doing is for our customers, our clients, our customers, our listeners.
Yeah, our friends, Rana.
Our friends.
Yeah.
For our friends here in the Carriage House, on their on their first purchase, they can get 20% off with the offer code Brian. If you're wondering
B-R-Y-A-N. If
yes.
there's ever a reason to capitalize that Y, this is the time.
Spell it right this time or you won't get your offer code.
Correct.
And so not only do they have these gorgeous teas, and I was immediately when they approached us, of course, we have our own coffee. So I thought, do I want to sell tea? And then I thought, you know what? Tea is a different experience.
It is a different thing.
And they have a gorgeous, so they've put together two gift sets for us. One is a gourmet because they have the most gorgeous gourmet ingredients. When I tell you.
Yeah, this was.
Last year we talked about the aviary cocktail book.
Yes.
Half of the ingredients in that book came from these people. That's the level.
You know, I have that book on my coffee table.
Of course you do, because it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And you know, the other book that I'm recommending this year, and I'm going to send Samuel Moreno, our little friend in San Francisco, who got sober and has been so fabulous and works at the grocery store. I am going to send him. They came out with a book this year called Zero. And it is the aviary cocktail book, but it's for non-alcoholic beverages.
fabulous.
I was on, so I'm talking to Tim yesterday from Rare Tea Cellar, and I said to him, Tim, just curious, any of the ingredients in this book from your website? He wrote me back in about a minute, which you know I love.
Yeah.
With a list of, I'm not joking, 30 ingredients that had all been procured from the Rare Tea Cellar. So this is the top of the top of the top.
And I also want to say, these gift baskets, from being the top of the top of the top, are not outrageous. Like, they have two different ones, right, that are both good price points for what you're getting.
Yes. Now, those are the ones they put together for us. Because we said to them, we basically want to be able to get to, this is a price point that we want our customers to feel good. Our customers. Why am I calling them customers?
Because it's fun.
Our best friends. Yes, it's fun to say customers.
It is.
Our best friends to feel good about. So one of them they put together is a gourmet gift set. I think it's about 115. It has gorgeous Spanish ham.
Lobster oil.
Is that hysterical?
I couldn't get over it.
So funny. A tangerine paste, which is fabulous, which you can use to make a tangerine. An absinthe mustard. Are you kidding me?
I love mustard.
Apricot harissa. Gorgeous.
You got it.
Bourbon barrel smoked pepper, which is so fun. A sea salt and a mirage pepper, which I'm hearing is incredible, mirage pepper, which is sort of like a cousin to the sort of Urfa or Aleppo peppers.
Yes.
So that's the gourmet basket that they put together. And then what's in the other one that they put together for
us? It's tea focused. So the price point you just mentioned for that one, for the gourmet one, is $115. And it really is a gorgeous gift set. And the other one is $55. And this is where
I love that.
Amicio. And this is where it shines. So they give you the Moroccan Mint Meritage, which is, I guess, the finest peppermint and spearmint blend you can get.
Yes.
And it comes from China. Subtly sweet. They also have the vanilla bean rooibos. I never know if I say that right.
That's right. You said it exactly
rooibos.
Right.
Okay, great. Which is also fabulous. So obviously the mint doesn't have caffeine, neither does the vanilla. And then they also have the Okinawa Kakudo sugar that you mentioned earlier, Rana.
This is this gorgeous. I said to them, if we're putting together a box, I insist on this Okinawa sugar being in there.
So you get, and when I tell you these teas are gorgeously packaged, they are gorgeous. So you get the mint tea, the vanilla bean rooibos, you get the Okinawa Kakudo sugar, you get an Italian orange blossom honey, which I think you already mentioned, and you get the mini shortbread biscuits that have stem ginger in them,
which is outrageous. Is this a gorgeous...
For $50.
I can't get over that.
I know.
I love the vanilla's a nod to us, of course. And the Okinawa sugar, I'm calling that Sierra Mirage sugar from now on, because it was developed in an early sort of... It's from the 17th century. I mean, that's what we're talking about.
This is like a gorgeous gift and also at a great price point.
But let me just tell you something. We were talking about spices before, Diasporico, this one, that one.
Yeah, McCormick.
This, imitation vanilla.
Yeah.
This website, you go through their pantry, you go through their they have thousands of ingredients in here. So anything you could be looking for, you could find on this website. I mean, it is, I have to say, this is the top, top, top. And this is, to me, the definition of that feeling of how can I get just 2 ounces of the best little thing of that? I'm going to make a tangerine, but how do I get the best possible spice mix that I could find without breaking the bank?
Totally. This is something you could also get for like a coworker, a teacher, like anything like that.
True luxury.
Yeah.
We've given them too much time.
Okay. You're right, Rana.
Yeah. But anyway,
should we go to $100?
Offer code Brian. Yes.
Okay. I only have just a few. Should I just,
sure. Rattle them off.
Rattle them on off.
Yeah.
The Grove Made Wood MacBook Dock. So Grove Made is a company, I believe, out of Oregon that only does office stuff, like not furniture necessarily, but like a mat for, you know, an office, sort of a desk mat.
Okay.
A laptop riser, a Mac or a desktop riser, that sort of thing. Their stuff is so beautiful. It's all handmade and they're one of those companies that knows exactly what they're doing, and they're not venturing out into anything too crazy. They do what they do well. There's about 10 products you can get, and they're gorgeous.
Okay.
They have this wood MacBook dock that is a wood on the outside, merino wool on the inside. That essentially, it's gorgeous. You essentially just put your MacBook up vertically, which takes up so much less space than laying it flat somewhere, like when you're not using it.
Huh.
It's almost like a filing system that you put, it's designed for MacBooks, for laptops, and it's beautiful wood, it's merino wool inside, and it just, you free up so much desk space when you're not using a laptop or if you have more than one to just like file it away in this thing.
Now that's an incredible gift for our people that are going in an RV across the country.
Oh, good.
So someone wrote in and said her insane sister is taking her family in an IV for the next 6 months, starting in February. What should she get them?
Yeah.
They obviously aren't going to have a lot of space. That is a terrific thing to get the computer out of the way.
True.
Inside the IV.
Also, another thing that could be for the RV, this looks, I'm not a big tech nerd person, but this seems really cool and people are really into it. I've read about this in GQ. The Garmin Dash Cam Mini, which essentially is just like a ring for your car or whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it's just a, you know, more and more it seems like people are getting dash cams, and this one's really tiny and has a low profile and also looks great. So
love
if that's
it.
Your jam. And then also this Bluetooth device. It's called the Wonder Boom. It comes in all different colors, so you don't have to be as funky as this. It has incredible sound. It's completely waterproof, so you can put it in the shower if you want, even.
Love it.
And it's practically indestructible. And this
or
is also
take it out by a river if you're doing all this IVing and camping
exactly.
and whatnot.
And it's not one of those that's just sort of like, oh, it's cute, but does it sound good? It sounds amazing. And it's called the Wonder Boom. And then
is that the brand also?
Wonder Boom is the brand. And it comes yeah. in again, like you could get like tan and orange, or like it comes in sort of like campground colors, kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's very cute. And I gotta be honest, Rana, this one I think it might be going out on a limb for you. This I also found at Food 52, and I thought they were so beautiful, and the reviews for them were so extensive and all 5-star, which by the way, go to Ask Rana. Apple
five
Podcasts,
star, five stars only.
Who else is giving you Ronica?
Yeah.
They have these gorgeous, that are a little expensive, these gorgeous felt flowers that you can put in one of their beautiful vases.
Oh.
They are stunning. Huh. And I looked at the reviews because I was like, is this cheap looking? And people were like, no, they're beautiful. And huh. you can tell they're felt. Like, I don't like anything that's fake that tries to play it off like it's not.
Yeah.
But it's just really pretty. And it feels like something that, I don't know, there's something just cozy and honestly like Pacific Northwest about it.
Yeah.
But they were surprisingly pretty.
How much are those?
It depends. So it depends on which flowers you get, but they range. Like a bouquet is like 100. But then you can get like just the eucalyptus or just the peony or just the rose or, you know, what yeah. you can do it however you want.
Okay.
And then this blanket
Wait
I got in
minute.
Cambria.
I can't believe this. Okay. Because this is I'm dying to know how much this blanket is because I have a blanket very similar.
So this was 120.
Okay.
And it's from a company called Sackcloth and Ashes, which I also got in Cambria, but they're online, Sackcloth and Ashes. They have so many different designs that, again, are these sort of campground. This one's called Coastal, which
yeah.
I really loved because it goes with a lot of stuff in my house. But they have every kind of design you could imagine. It's $120. And the great thing about this is it's not 100% wool. It's a little bit of a blend, but it's very soft and it's completely machine washable, which is just nice for function.
Okay. So this is what I have to say about that.
Yeah.
For the people in the RV, my original idea before I heard your fabulous ideas about the Boom speaker and the Garmin and
sure.
the iBook holder.
Yeah.
Was that you should get them one gorgeous blanket that the family can use either when they're outside around a campfire or when the kids need to take a nap.
This is designed
when they're
for
driving
that.
Or because that is something you'll be, I just think that's a lovely idea. I think a blanket is lovely anyway. Somebody puts it yeah. on and they think of you and you, it's like being enveloped in that sort of little love cloud and everybody thinks of it fondly or shares that blanket. A family loves that.
Yes.
There was someone else who wrote into us who wanted to get a gift for her father. And she said she's always stumped, or maybe it was a he, I can't remember, but they live on Long Island. The parents live in Montauk. The father loves national parks, Teddy Roosevelt.
Yes.
This, that, the
I
other.
Was stumped by this one.
So the blanket that you're holding up is really a interpretation of the Hudson's Bay Company original blanket.
Okay.
Now, the Hudson's Bay Company was sort of like the East India Company or the this or that. They're the ones that originally explored Canada. And Hudson's Bay is a
huge... Oh, like the department store.
Department store in Canada. Yeah. But it goes all the way back to frontier times and beaver pelts and all that sort of thing. The American version of that is called a Pendleton blanket.
Yes, that's
and
right.
Pendleton has done almost like a cowboy blanket. They have done a line of blankets, each inspired by various national parks.
Oh, that's perfect for this guy.
Cynthia turned me on to these, Cynthia Dupree Sweeney. And they're absolutely stunning. And it might be a little more than she wanted to spend, but it's a perfect, yours is a little more reasonable price point. These, I think, start at about $219 or something like that. But they're absolutely gorgeous. And I think they would make, they're a great gift for moms, dads, families, but particularly.
Nuns?
Nuns. Nuns, dads, families.
Nuns love them.
Nuns love them. So that was another one of my ones, but that was sort of a higher end category.
Terrific. That's great.
Now, the other thing I, in that same vein that I loved is there's a company called Preppy, which you know, PREPPI.com.
They do the emergency bags, among other things. Yeah.
They do, but they also do a gorgeous first aid kit for $79.
Cool.
And it's beautifully designed. And to me, that's the kind of thing that no one ever has and they wish they had. And they're designed with, you know, with real safety in mind. And it's also the kind of thing that right now nobody wants to have to go to urgent care if they have a little accident or whatever. Great for people that are in apartments, great for any, and it's really very cute. In my higher end category, the version of that is the Judy.
Yes.
The Judy's
that
really
bright
in the
orange.
Yeah.
That's like a high end well, I'm sure they do other things, but the high end emergency kit.
They really just do that. And, and their whole thing is beautiful design, but that they have gone to the experts. And even on the Judy site, you can download their escape plan. This, what's your plan for an earthquake? What's your plan for a flood? What's your plan for it? They have little PDFs that you can download and print out. And they have something called the Mover Max, which is $180 for a family of four. Has a hand crank radio. It has all those food bars, et cetera, et cetera. So the Judy is really very useful. It's not just cute. It's actually very useful.
Okay, that's great.
And they also do a sort of mini version, but it's not really. It's like a poncho and a this and a that. Yeah. And they actually do a fanny pack that has a Judy bright orange fanny pack that has hand sanitizer, a couple of masks, a few other things. So
PPE.
That's kind of a cute PPP kit. What else have we got? I've got a couple of books at under 100.
Oh, I also have, and this is from last year. I assume we promoted the hell out of this last year. This Laurier 62 candle by Le Labo is still my number one favorite.
Oh, I'm delighted.
And Rana introduced me to this. It is a splurge. These candles are $75, but here's what I do with this. Anytime, this is like my new thing because it feels like a treat and then I look forward to it.
Okay.
Anytime I have to write, that's the only time I light this candle and then I look forward to doing it.
I try doing it
when it's like special and it's my favorite candle ever, ever, ever. So Ron, again, thank you for that.
I love the ritualizing of that. I have my Sia Trudon on the list again this year, which you can get. My Abdel Kader, the price keeps going up, but it's about $100. I mean, the Napoleon's candles, what are you going to do?
And then my only other thing was, and this is a fitness related thing. It's no secret, Rana. You knew when I lived in LA how much I loved going to Training Mate.
Yes, I do.
Couldn't get enough. Their memberships are $79 a month versus, it, by the way, going in person was $250 a month. So this is obviously an incredible deal.
Oh, okay.
Their online platform is, which is what it's called Mate2Go, is so comprehensive. It's divided between, you know, full body workouts and beginner workouts. So they show you exactly how to do every single thing. It requires minimal to no equipment. And that's $79 a month. And you can gift it to someone for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, however.
I love that.
The same goes for Modo Yoga LA, which
is my favorite
yoga studio.
And they're in New York also, Modo.
And they're New York.
Yes,
that's
because
correct.
We have a fan named Fred Alex Lamb, who is an instructor at Modo.
Really?
And he gave me a free class there when we were in New York doing a show.
And someone DM'd me once and said they were at a Modo class, and Meghan Markle was in the very back.
There you go.
When she was a princess. So they usually are also like $150 a month. Their online platform, which again, they have beginner yoga, Modo Flow classes, freestyle flow. They also have HIIT Pilates, which is also no equipment required.
Oh, I love that.
They're fabulous classes. They're really my best. They have the really very slow flow classes. That, again, I paid like $150 a month for. Is $30 a month or $300 for a year?
Incredible.
Like, you really can't beat it. So
I love it.
That is all that.
Rana here. We hope you're loving the show. Just wanted to tell you about our fabulous sponsor, Rare Tea Cellar. C-E-L-L-A-I. Excuse me, as in celadure, supposedly the two most beautiful words in the English language when smashed together. In any event, this is the place for exquisite teas, gorgeous gourmet ingredients. If you want to make the home chef in your life feel like a Michelin star chef, pardon me, because that's where they get all their ingredients is from these people, this is the way to go. They have an archive that goes on forever, so you can find all kinds of gorgeous exotic ingredients that they source from all over the world. And they have been kind enough to put together for us two gorgeous gift baskets for the holiday season. You'll see the Ronica sticker so that you know that they're approved. That's the gourmet gift set and the sweet treats gift set. And don't let loose tea be a barrier to entry, pardon me, because in those gift sets, they have single-use tea bags that you can use at home. So, rareteaseller.com. Use offer code Brian for 20% off your first purchase. Excuse me. One more bit of business for me, letting everyone know that we have posted in the link in our bio on Instagram, pardon me, a link to our Ronica shop. So you are under absolutely no obligation, but if you were thinking about buying from you know who, excuse me, Amazon. Anyway, we'd be delighted if you want to support the show, if you want to click through the link in our bio. We've put a few of the things that we were able to find that also happened to be on Amazon in there as well. So, of course, you're under no obligation. Shop how you want to shop. Get your deals the way you want to get your deals. But if you do decide, it's right there for you in the link in our bio. Just click on Ronica Shop. And now, let's get back to our episode. Attention Carriage House members, Rana here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something. You can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss.
Okay, so here's a few more for me in the sort of $100 category, 100 and under kind of thing. And the other thing I did want to mention was you were talking about those gorgeous flowers, those felt flowers.
Yeah.
MoMA store, again, has, they seem so silly, but at a time like this, they might just totally brighten someone's day in their apartment. They have these sort of extra intricate holiday cards that are almost like Christmas settings.
Oh, cool.
And they almost remind me of the Toysha boxes that we love so much. And I have to mention Toysha because I just love their packaging. So, and they make the most gorgeous chocolate box Swiss Christmas scenes, and you can, you know, fill them with as many or as few. But from MoMA, they almost have these pop-up cards, which are so whimsical and gorgeous that if you were just looking to brighten the corner of somebody's tiny apartment, you could send them one of these beautiful cards. They're each about $25 or something. And they would have a little nativity scene or a little winter scene or a little, just a little something that
sounds nice,
that might give you a little lift in the everyday. Somebody wrote in and said, what do I give a baby? What do we do for someone that just had a baby? And I would, my answer to that is, this is not that show. But as long as you asked, Fortnum's and Mason's, my favorite, of course, are selling a Bamford baby set with the most gorgeous three, I think it's a cream and a massage oil and maybe a balm, which will only smell like the most gorgeous thing in the world. It comes with a little felt elephant, and that was 75 pounds. So that's about $100, probably. Great. A little bit less. And that, I have to say, would be a fabulous thing to receive. But if you can't quite afford that, Liberty, another one of my favorites.
Liberty of London.
Always has the best packaging and the experience of receiving it. I love the purple. They're selling the Bamford baby stuff individually. So if you only have a little bit of money to spend, you could get just this beautiful massage oil or just this. And in fact, a friend who wrote in about the husband leaving and having to take care of the baby on her own with Lennon, we're sending her a Bamford set, which we said we would do, but we're also including for her a little extra something for the baby because she has, it's just her and the baby. And maybe that's then she sweet. Can encourage the baby to do a little self-care from the get-go.
It's, you know what? You can't start too early.
So that is definitely a Rana approved item. So there's a couple of books I want to talk about. They're all food books, I'll tell you right now. I mentioned the Zero book, which can only be purchased at the Alinea website, I believe, which is the aviarybook.com. So that is the non-alcoholic version of the book that we loved last year. It's absolutely gorgeous and it's about $55. Wow. For people that are consuming alcohol, there is a book which is so cute. It came out in September. It's called The United States of Cocktails. This might be one to send to your father.
Sure.
And though I don't know if he enjoys a drink or not, but it's just a gorgeous book about driving through America. This guy is a bartender. He has a bar in, I want to say, Madison, Wisconsin. His name is, last name is Bartels, B-A-R-T-E-L-S. And he drove around the country. It's like those people that drive around and try pie everywhere.
Yes.
And it's just beautifully put together, an illustrated book. You don't have to read everything that he wrote, but the book itself looks gorgeous, and it's called The United States of Cocktails. And maybe I could make you a drink from South Dakota, and you could make me a drink from California. And
I
maybe
would love
we could have something in common at the end of all
and
of this.
And maybe one day we could go to South Dakota.
Oh, you know what? I'll tell you something I never wanted in my life. But now I'm dying to go to South Dakota, and I want to go to Nebraska.
My dad goes to Nebraska every year. He loves it.
Does it just occurs to me that I don't have any idea what these places really look like.
Is South Dakota where the Badlands are?
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I mean, I want to see some of these places. See what these people are out of their minds, and I want to know what they're doing there. and the other book is called A Bite-Sized History of France. And it is a book that explores some of the classic French foods and cuisines, the story of where the croissant came from, the story of, you know, that sort of thing. And it's written by a couple She's an American journalist, I think, or American academic, and he is sort of a food guy. He's French, and they wrote this book together, and I love the idea of reading about a journey through a country and how all of these foods that we've come to know in the mainstream culture or to love or that France is really known for, what is the real story behind them and where did they come from and where did Roquefort cheese come? You know, what's it all
sure.
about?
Ron, I have to say, you have never, the book recommendations you made last year, I bought them both, the Aviary one and the Roman Vishniac. They're out, the Roman Vishniac's out in my office area, and I love it. Are you kidding me? All
you
I'm saying is,
love your Holocaust book.
All I'm saying is that these book recommendations, especially these coffee table book recommendations, are always like, you hit it out of the park.
Well,
so take those seriously.
Well, and for our Hanukkah people, I will once again recommend Roman Vishniac Rediscovered. Is that
yes.
what it is?
Yes.
It's the most stunning book.
Yeah,
and
it really
the I mean, just to have that collection of photographs and curated and edited by my dear friend Maya Benton, and that you can get on Amazon or bookshop.org. Is that what it
yes,
is?
Yes, that's
which
right.
Which we love.
Yes.
And the other thing I have at a so that's all under 100, I guess. And then the other thing I have at about 100 also comes from Liberty. Oh, you know what else I have under 100 is a pair of cashmere socks, two kinds of cashmere socks.
Okay.
Well, sorry, one cashmere socks, which Cynthia bought off Amazon and said they were fabulous. So I'm only going to have to take her word on that.
Okay.
And now I can't see. Well, I have the link, but I can't see what they're called. Fortnum's, again, selling a set of two socks. They're not cashmere, but they're wool. And they're so gorgeous. They're sort of a Highland tartan.
Oh,
the
I
brand
love
is
that.
Called Scott Nickel. One is okay. a tartan and one is sort of an oatmeal color. And they come in this little box together and they were about 45 pounds. And the thing to know, I know people are getting nervous about ordering from Liberty, ordering from Fortnum.
Oh, because of shipping?
I will say this. Fortnum, whenever I've ordered something from them, they must have some plane that goes straight to America because I have never waited longer than, I don't think, 3 days for something to arrive from either of them.
I sent my mom some stuff there for Mother's Day, and I was also worried about the timing of it, but it got there earlier than I even expected it to. So
yeah.
they're getting something right.
Don't be afraid. And the other thing that they have, which is genius, is that they will send a box. They call it a box. So however much you can fit in that box is one price. So let's say
right.
you're buying five hampers and you send them all to your place and then you hand them out to people.
Which you did for me at Halloween last year.
Yes, exactly. Whereas if I sent it to you and then I sent it to this one and sent it to that one, I'd pay for the shipping every time.
Right.
But they will basically send you a box and they for a flat rate and they will fill that box. And it's
fabulous.
Really much more economical. Okay. What else have I got here? I've got a sleep set by a brand called Slip, which has a silk face mask.
Oh.
And is absolutely gorgeous. And that is from Liberty also. And that's about 100 pounds. And as of this writing, they're having a huge discount on everything. But that could easily disappear by the time. By the time this thing airs. And also from the MoMA store, I have a phone sanitizing cup.
Cute. I do know these. I mean, I don't
you
know the MoMA
use
one,
these?
But
are they worth doing, do you think?
I don't know. My friend, I think I've read that they don't really work. They don't for COVID. But they do, it'd be like as if you were doing like a wet one, like an anti-back.
Okay. Well, we'll skip that then. If they're not going to work, if they don't work for COVID, what do we need them for?
Well, you know, for post-COVID.
What else have you got over there, dear?
Well, that's all I have for the $100. I have stuff for $250.
Oh, okay. I have a couple more hundreds. I hate to keep going here, but I'll just do a few. Okay. So the Stag Kettle. This is a good one to get us into the higher category. Everybody has their eye on the electric kettle, the Stag electric kettle. That's the one for the pour over.
Okay,
totally gorgeous. But They have another version, which is a stovetop version. And the thing that's fabulous about these stag kettles is they come in metal, but they come in like a matte black. They come in a gray. The electric kettle one comes in a pink, which is so cute. They have all these different colors of that sort of matte, creamy finish. But for the stovetop one, I've really only ever seen it in the Silva. Now they're doing one, which is stovetop. It's $79, and it has a thermometer in the top, an old-fashioned thermometer, which is very important to people that really, really care about how they make the pour over because they want the water to hit a certain temperature. And it's only $79. It's absolutely gorgeous. It was sold out on fellow.com when I was there. But your best friend Nordstrom.
Yeah. We're very tight.
Has a lot of these high-end kitchen stuff. They seem to have moved into that category for this year. They have great deals.
It makes sense. I mean, everyone's in their kitchens now.
Best Buy, Crate and Barrel, they all had it. And a lot of them are also having sort of Black Friday deals. So you might be able to get another additional 15%, 20%, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So let's move into your next category.
So for the 250 category, I had, first off, which I own one of these, and this could even be for the RV people, frankly, the Theragun Mini is
I have that too on my list.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it. I use it every other night. It's $199. It is just as effective as the Theragun, but you can use it on yourself. Like with the Theragun, you kind of do need someone else to help you with it, but it's basically just this, it's small, it's quiet, and it's just a pounding of your muscles in a wonderful way. It's a great way in this era where no one's really getting massages or shouldn't be getting massages.
Yeah.
It is tiny, it is pretty, and it's easily, you could travel with it. I have traveled with it. And it just gets the knots out, and you can just use it on yourself.
I'm so excited for you to say that because I was wondering. I have Theragun, so it's $179 on the Theragun site right now. Again,
great.
I don't know if that'll stick. But I wondered if it was as useful as the bigger one. So I'm delighted to hear that because the other one's about $400.
No, I know. They get really pricey. It is just as effective. Even according to them, it's just as effective and just has a really low profile, but looks great, is very quiet, and does the job in the way that other massage machines or whatever just can't. So
that's also a great present. It's a little more than they wanted to spend, but there's a person who's brother is going to basic training in the Army or the Marines. I can't remember which. And they were trying to figure out what to get him. I love that. But the thing that they wrote in and said they were thinking about doing was a picture of his dog because he's crazy about his dog. And they thought that was a little simple. And I have to say, I think that's a wonderful idea.
I don't think it's simple at all.
I would be so happy to have a beautiful picture of me and my dog if I was leaving home for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frame. Bridge. .com.
I thought we were going to get
You brought it up, Rana.
We were going to get through the year without mentioning Frame Bridge, and you got it in under the wire.
On the picture tip, if you want to create a spectacular, simple, beautiful photo album, the place to do it is Artifact Uprising. I made one for my parents for our Christmas trip last year. They're so elegant and pretty and simple. They look like a book. They're all lay flat. Plus, this is what I did just because like all I want to do is upload the pictures and have someone else do it for me.
Yeah.
They have designers there that the designer package is always on sale. I think I paid like $50 for it. They lay it out. You get four rounds of notes and it is stunning. They are expensive though. These albums run like $250 to $350. Obviously you could do like a Shutterfly, which is also great for like $80. You know what I mean? But if you really want this stunning album that doesn't look like a photo album, it looks just like a thick, pretty hardcover canvas book. They do it really, really nicely.
I love that.
And so
how much is Framebridge?
Framebridge is, I mean, that also scalable. It's not, Framebridge is very affordable. It's not that bad. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think Framebridge is going to be perfect for that person.
I also have, which Rana, this was a suggestion from you, the Boston Leather Clog by Birkenstock, which is sort of back. I have, but they're not here yet, but yes, I did buy them.
Oh, that was in our COVID kiki.
Because I tried them on actually in Cambria, but just was like, oh, I don't know if I want a new pair of shoes right now. But like, then you sort of realize if I'm going to get a pair of shoes, I want it to be a fucking pair of clogs.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's cute, but also feels great.
We're going to put that in the category of things I recommended to you that you turned your nose up at and then decided you wanted. We're going to leave that.
But you're right. Can you imagine, Rana, a gorgeous pair of comfy wool socks, like the ones from Fortnum?
Yeah.
Sliding your feet into a clog? Come on. That's as Huga as it gets.
The female version of that, first of all, is either the, of course, the Birkenstock, which is would be my first pick, and I'm a purist when it comes to that.
Yeah.
But Jenny Kane, JennyKayne, also does something called a mock clog.
Okay.
And so if people are looking for something that's a little bit more elevated, they could look there. But I have to say, I'm a Birkenstock. I would go for the
Boston
the original.
Leather Clog.
Yeah, personally.
A couple of sweaters that I found
more note on slippers or clogs.
Yeah.
Is that on Mr. Porter, I noticed they have something called a quoddy, Q-U-O-D-D-Y, quoddy or quaddy. Probably quaddy, and that's at 180, and that is like an elevated, the UGG slipper that we talk about, or the LL Bean slipper that we love, which is about 100, that has the tie in the front.
Yeah.
This one just has a little bit extra leather detailing around that lace.
Nice.
And also a Vibram sole, and they're really gorgeous. And that's those are on Mr. Porter, and as we've discussed, Mr. Porter has terrific packaging.
Yes, so they do. You don't have to wrap. It's beautiful.
Anything that comes to your door from Mr. Porter, you can feel good about.
There were two sweaters that I found that I really loved.
Huh?
One is called the Harley of Scotland sweater. It's made at a place called Brooklyn Tailors. This is the sort of thing that if you're watching a single man, this would just be the sweater they throw over after a day at the beach. Just this gorgeous wool sweater that feels timeless and also a little bit throwbacky, but in a really effortless kind of way that just reminds me of, like, I don't know, walking on the shore in a crisp, cool place.
Who does it come from? Who's the maker?
So it's Harley of Scotland sweater. And the Brooklyn Tailors is the one that where I found it. But
fabulous.
Yeah. And it is like your dream come true sweater for me.
Fabulous.
Okay. And they come in all different colors, but it's just a solid wool sweater.
Yeah.
And those I think are around 175, 150, 175. And then also Buck Mason, who very famous for men's t-shirts and sort of being at the top of their game with stuff like that. They just now, and I don't know if this is something I could pull off, but if I could, this would be the one. Buck Mason now makes a rib cotton cashmere turtleneck that is so pretty and like just cool looking.
I love the idea of you in like a sort of fisherman's turtleneck.
That's what this is. It's a very sort of masculine fisherman's turtleneck style thing, but it's cashmere.
It'll look great under your Todd Snyder for LL Bean Sherpa jacket.
It's one of those things that just sort of pulls everything together and lifts it a little higher.
I love a turtleneck. It's funny because on my personal list for me is that I'm going to be stocking up again on my Margaret Howell sweaters, which are the softest, softest cashmere in the world.
Sure.
But they do run about, you know, $400 each. And they do make them for men also, just so you know.
Yes, I remember I looked last year.
Yeah.
They looked really nice. Yeah. And then for tech, just a few things. And this is sort of fills out my 250 category. Okay. I think that if you're looking for a record player that's not a fucking Crosley.
I thought you were going to say a Crosley.
No, there is a record player called the U-Turn Orbit Plus that is so chic. And it's about $200. And the sound quality is phenomenal. And They come in all different colors. My favorite is the all white. It looks like the Beatles' White Album, basically. But they're very low profile. And if you're in the, if you're looking for a record player, but you're like a novice at it, don't go for a Crosley. This is where you want to be. It's called the U-Turn Orbit Plus. Also, I will say this. I got the Apple Watch SE, which I'm wearing right now. That's the affordable new Apple Watch and worth every penny. It's about $250. And I love it. I love the fitness tracking on it. I love the features on it. I didn't even get the cellular plan. I got the, or no, yeah, I did not get the cellular plan. I just got the Wi-Fi plan and I love it. I look at it, you know, I look at that more than I do my phone now. And I actually like it better because at least I can bring the watch up to my face.
Yeah. I've got my eye on the Hermes Apple Watch. Sure,
Hermes does the, yes, they're doing that too. And also Tory Burch makes a band if someone's
a Tory
Burch.
Well, that has nothing to do with me.
Oh, okay. Right.
I'm not interested in Tory Burch.
And finally, and this is just probably a fun gift for like, if you just want to give a fun gift to somebody, the Nintendo Entertainment System Classic is $170 and it comes loaded with Super Mario. It's the same controllers. It's the old set.
Yeah.
It's all the games people loved. And I don't know. It's just kind of a fun, cute gift. And it actually looks a little better than it did before.
If you can get your hands on one, I bet that they're going
to. Oh, is that true?
I just bet they'll go fast. People
are
going to love that.
You're probably right.
We can play Super Mario Brothers in the carriage house together,
I'm all about a 1.0 video game. I don't need to role play.
Never moved beyond that.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. And okay, so now what am I going to do? I've got a couple more here, I guess, in around the same price point, which is someone also wrote in. I don't know why I can't keep this straight. Oh, the other thing is we'll get to a couple of suggestions, but Philip Basil Green resurfaced.
Ugh, here he comes.
If you can believe it.
Yes.
Out of Philadelphia. He came to the Throwing Shade Show.
Yes.
Attitudes formerly known as Throwing Shade Show.
All he wants us to do is hallucinate, Rana.
He is absolutely out of his brain. And he wrote in and he had the nerve, which makes me think either he doesn't listen to the show or he's trying to push our buttons. He had the nerve to suggest wind chimes as a gift for people.
Rana, we went off on those
for about
half an hour.
It was the Ellie Kemper episode and somebody wrote in about their neighbor, but the neighbor was in Philadelphia. So now I'm wondering if Philip Basil Green is the neighbor.
Philip Basil Green, you need to go back and listen to the Ellie Kemper episode because we had a lot to say to you.
Out of his mind. You can get a personal message put on them. You know, something that says breathe or something.
Also,
like
he
that.
Says they're perfectly tuned, which I never thought about on a wind chime.
And I never wanted to think about it. And I'm never going to think about it. How about that?
Fair enough.
But he did also write in about something called pretzel shortbread from the Lost Bread Company. And
that's
up and it looked delicious,
I have to say.
That
sounds delicious.
We can't totally write him off. So you can go to the Lost Bread Company website in Philadelphia and buy this gorgeous pretzel shortbread. It's about $20 for an 8-pack and it looked fantastic.
Wonderful.
But somebody wrote in about their husband who doesn't like clutter,
yes,
but likes to go camping and things,
yes,
like camping and hiking and things like that. And so I saw this again on the Fortnum site. This was a while ago. And I thought for the right person, this is a fabulous gift. This is the 4-person canvas picnic backpack. Now,
great.
It's 190 pounds. So, you know, $215 or something like that. So it's not cheap, but it looks fantastic. It is a canvas backpack and it comes with 4 plates, 4 sets of silverware.
I love this.
Salt and pepper shakers, a little canvas bag to put the dirties in when you're done. And it's a picnic kit. And at a time when we're trying to do a little social distancing, or maybe we want to go take a walk, and you know, you can put it on like a backpack as opposed to carrying it like an old fashioned picnic basket, as
Yogi Bear
would say. And so it's easy, but it's elegant, and I think that just sounds incredible to me.
By the way, she said that her father. So this, the person who wrote in, Christian, I don't know if it's a man or woman. It obviously does not matter, but
yeah.
They also said that, their father does not like clutter but does like food, but is also dieting. So doesn't want anything fattening. So this is actually a cross section of all of those things.
And I think there's that one. And then there's also someone who I thought wrote in about her. Is that the same person, the husband?
Oh, that
was
for the father.
There was a father and a husband who had similar, I feel badly that we're not saying people's names out loud, but what can I do here?
No, we are though. I think we've said everyone's.
Oh, okay. Then I guess we're just as terrific as I thought we were to begin with.
We're just as terrific, Rana.
So that I love. I mean, that was something that I thought, oh, wouldn't it be fabulous to own that? Another thing is, this also came from Heath Ceramics, is something called a retro bed tray.
Okay.
Now, this is a good news, bad news situation. Either
the good news is you can play Baby Jane.
The good news,
and serve
the good news is you can play Baby Jane and have breakfast in bed. The bad news is you Baby Jane.
But that's also the bad news.
So that's the good news, bad news with this one. The good news is you have a gorgeous, beautiful retro bed tray made by a brand called Kmit London, which almost looks like a diner counter. So it's sort of white, and then it has a silver aluminum edge, like an old-fashioned diner counter.
Yes.
It's gorgeous.
That's so cute.
But the bad news is you might be eating off this if you have COVID.
Right. Honestly, Rana,
it
could be a bad sign.
Somebody's serving you matzo ball soup in bed if you're eating off this. Or you live in a tiny apartment and you have a little tray. But every now and again,
Julie is the one who wrote in for the husband, by the way.
Okay.
I just found it. Julie.
So, Julie, that's what I'm recommending for you. Okay. The other thing I want to talk about, which people are tired of hearing me talk about coffee, but I have to talk about a couple of gorgeous coffee related items that I'm delighted about. Again, with the fellow people, they came out with a grinder that somebody sent to me in celebration of our 50th. They sent me a congratulations, Rana, gift on the coffee and on the 50th.
Who?
One of my attorneys. Not Laura Smolo, another litigator.
The one who was helping me. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Jake.
I was going to say, after my experience with her and what I put her through, I doubt she'd ever send me a gift.
No, this is one of her male counterparts at the firm.
Okay.
Sent me a gorgeous oat grinder. Now, this is just beautiful. It's pitch black, and then it just has a dial in the front that looks like a clock almost. And it's totally simple and elegant, and it's incredible. But it's really just for people that are doing brewed and pour over coffee. It's not an espresso grinder. There's a whole subculture here. If you're an espresso person, you have to have a certain kind of burr grinder. But this is for the pour over people. So for the Chemex people and for the pour over people. And also for people who, if you have a coffee machine, but you don't have the grinder built in.
Got it.
Which leads me to the Mocha Master. I've brought it up many times.
I could honestly hear you say that all day, Rana.
Mocha Master, Mocha Master, Mocha Master.
Fabulous.
And I personally prefer the one that has the glass carafe because I like to feel like I'm serving coffee at a diner.
When I'm
making more than one cup. I like the old-fashioned coffee mate feel of that.
Mildred Pierce.
Or Mr. Coffee, yeah. Or Mildred Pierce.
Yeah.
But they also have one that comes with a metal carafe that keeps the coffee hot. They both keep it hot, but with the glass one, you can see the coffee. And I think there's a real pleasure in seeing the color of the coffee when it comes in.
Jill Biden probably would have used that one.
Jill Biden, no question, still uses a Mr. Coffee that she's had for 300 years.
For sure.
And she has orange top for the decaf that she has to serve.
No doubt about it, Rana.
Joe.
No doubt about it, Rana. 100%.
She always brews. She's always putting on a pot of coffee.
Pot of coffee.
Joe, you want me to put on a pot of coffee? I can't wait to see the official coffee at the White House residence. She's going to have that orange decaf.
Absolutely.
But the Mocha Master, they have it everywhere, but it's on super sale at the moment, again, Sur La Table, William Sonoma, this one, that one. It starts at about 319 to 349, depending on the colors. I really have my eye on the all white and on the copper, but they have an orange pretty. And they have a seafoam green and they have a yellow pepper. And William Sonoma tends to have all of the colors. So okay. You could sort of pick the color you want and then see where you could get it elsewhere. The other kitchen item that I'm absolutely mentally incapacitated even thinking about is a Japanese toaster called the Balmuda Toaster. Balmuda.
I'm looking it up right
now. Comes in three colors, black, white, and gray.
Oh my God. These are beautiful.
Stunning. It's $329. Again, they have it at William Sonoma Nordstrom. So if you have a Nordstrom gift card or you're part of a Nordstrom loyalty club or this or that.
They have it at MoMA Design too.
It is so gorgeous. And it supposedly uses a steam action so it keeps the inside of your bread. It brings bread back. You know when you put bread in the toaster after a day or two to sort of revive it?
Yeah.
It supposedly steams up the bread and then crisps it perfectly on the outside. And if you think there's one thing I'm buying myself this year, it's absolutely that toaster.
Oh, I don't blame you. That's a good one.
That's my big, big... if anyone's looking for a kitchen splurge, that's what I'm thinking.
I do have a kitchen splurge that's that exact price point, so I'm just going to mention it now.
Please do.
It's $329, and it is the... And I have not tried this or used it, but the reviews were sort of just unanimous in their praise. It's called the Kota Outdoor Pizza Oven. And the specific one's called the Ooni, O-O-N-I. It looks like that toaster, but you put it outside. It heats up to like 980 degrees. I mean, you can adjust it, but it is like a proper pizza oven. And I guess what people love about it is it has a little more height than other ones do.
Okay.
So in other words, you can top up your pizza as much as you want. And it cooks it in like minutes. And it's supposed to be phenomenal. And it's also a really pretty look. And it's, I think you could take it outside or leave it outside, you know?
Well, I'm not sure I want that hanging around outside the carriage house.
No, well, it's too late. That was my gift to myself. So it's coming.
Oh.
And I'm going to put it by the pool.
So it's like an easy bake oven for pizza that you're just going to put outside and ruin my gorgeous outdoor kitchen.
Ruin? Elevate it, Rana.
Oh, boy. All right. Well... We'll see. I look forward to your winter pizzas when the snow really starts to come.
Yeah, I mean,
Can you use it inside? Does it have to be used outdoors? No,
you can use it inside.
Huh. Where does that come from? It sounds gorgeous.
Kota, K-O-D-A is the brand.
K-O-D-A.
And it's called the Ooni. Kota. Maybe you can't use it inside, actually, because it's called the Kota Outdoor Pizza Oven. So maybe not. But very highly reviewed and... And really pretty. They're really nice looking. And it's $329. So they come from Ooni, USA, but they also have them at Bloomingdale's. And I'm sure you could find them at other...
And that's the thing. You've got to do the Google because... Well, don't do
William
what you
Sonoma
did
has it. William
Please
Sonoma
don't
has
do
it.
What you did last year when people wrote to us and said, I can't find the Origins Bath Body Hug. Wait, let me explain something to you.
Right.
It's your job to find it.
Okay. I'm not in shipping and receiving.
Thank you. We've identified the item for you.
Either no kidding.
You
can and by find the way,
it
Rana,
or you can't find it.
We've already done a lot of work. So we're just asking you.
Do you know how tired I am already?
We have rounded third, and we're just asking you to take it home.
Exhausted.
I mean, have been.
Do you have any fantasy items? And then we can do a quick run through the ones that people sent in to us, I think. And then we have to wrap this up because I'm not kidding. I'm dying of exhaustion over here from Rana.
The only high-priced things I have are, which again, this was a Rana suggestion that I got from my mother for her birthday, an Hermes scarf, which you talk about a lot. They're so elegant, they're so beautiful, and they're so multifunctional in the ways you can wear them that even if you are like, my mom's not a scarf person, she is, and she will be with this.
Has she been wearing it?
She has. Oh. She has, and she can wear it over something casual or not so casual. That's the
and
beauty of it.
And if you have one, you should use it. I can't stress that enough.
Some people frame them,
no.
but I think you, if you have it, use it. It makes you feel good. And those are, I think, about in the $400 range.
Yeah.
And the sofa of my dreams
oh.
comes from Article. And it's not terribly crazy expensive. It's just more expensive than I want to pay right now. And it's called the Sven Sofa, S-V-E-N. It's $1,900, which by sofa terms, that's not crazy.
No.
And
also, you can't be redecorating. I mean, you can't just start redecorating other people's houses. It's
no,
not really.
No, yeah. This is just like yeah. a gift to yourself or something.
No, I mean, you can't start ordering new furniture for the carriage house. I mean, now you're getting a pizza oven and
no,
a sofa.
It's coming. I just have to decide which color I want. Yeah. But it is. I'm going to take out whatever sofa
like?
You have. I don't even know. It,
yeah,
B&B it's very Italia. Uncomfortable, Rana. Yeah. Very uncomfortable. Yeah. Yeah. So it's called the Sven Sofa. I like it in... They come in fabric, but also the leather is so gorgeous. The tan.
You love a leather couch.
But it's not the black leather couch of your nightmares.
But why do you find leather comfortable on your skin?
Because, first of all, this one is, it's as soft as a pillow. You could honestly take a nap on it or work on it or anything. You will live in this couch, A. B, because I love when it starts getting worn. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, you like a patina.
These sofas age to perfection. And I
fabulous.
Love that.
The Sven. Yeah. I can't wait to look
the
it up.
The Sven by Article.
Fabulous.
So that's it for me.
Okay. Well, my personal fantasy items that I'm looking at for myself, I would say. One is a pair of Gucci loafers for Jordan that I saw in Mr. Mm-hmm. Porter because they're called the Jordan.
Are they the ones with like the snakes on it?
No, excuse me. Well, trendy. These are actually, you know what they are? They're the Gucci loafer version of the sofa you just described.
Okay.
They are brown leather with a patina on the sides. They are a perfect classic loafer. They're called the Jordan, actually. Gucci Jordaan. They're $730. You can look them up on Mr. Porter.
Wow.
I have really been into, and again, this is a splurge, but it's a fabulous gift. Prada makes these fabulous belt bags, and they're made of their nylon, and they make them for men and for women.
And that's like a fanny pack, essentially, right?
Essentially, yes. Okay. And they've been wonderful through the pandemic. I have several of them.
Wow.
One's for dress up and one's for dress down. And I actually favor the men's version over the women's because the women's comes like a regular belt, but the men's version, which I happen to have right here.
Oh, comes, just leave it outside the carriage house when this is over, Ronna.
Comes with this closure, which is like a seatbelt closure.
It does look like an airplane seatbelt closure.
Which I really love. And that's for my active version of that. And I love that because I can just put that around my waist when I'm going for a walk or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you can fill that with hand sanitizer or a mask or something. So that's like a elevated, fun, quarantine type gift. They also are making a windbreaker and a puffer coat, which are really cute, that have the belt bag already built into the jacket.
Wow.
And that's kind of fun. I don't think you can detach it. I think it's just sort of a fun, whimsical,
this is what
I'm doing this winter situation.
Especially in the winter when like you have the heavy coat on, the puffy coat on, you don't really want to have to like put a backpack over that and this over, you know what I mean? That is actually pretty functional.
I love that. I absolutely love that. And it's great for a winter walk. And feeling like you don't have to carry anything else.
It's the best feeling.
And so they have those for men and women. They do a lot of unisexy type things there. And in fact, somebody wrote into us and said, I have a teenage girl I need to get a Hanukkah present for. What should I? I usually get her books, but she's not into this, but she's not into
Bonnie
that.
Bell.
Lip smack is our answer. But lip smack is my answer because the two things I would say, number one, it depends on how much you want to spend. I'm guessing this person wants to spend under 100 because they usually buy them books and things. But I know you don't think she's into makeup, but send her a package from Glossier. G-L-O-S-S-I-E-R. Kids go crazy for Glossier, all the teen girls. You could send her makeup or you could send her the milk jelly cleanser or one of the masks. They have a fun mask and they make a bar called the Body Hero Bar, which is just like my Crystal Peel bar. But it has more of a scent.
Gets you where it hurts. Yeah.
I would never buy that because I don't want your scent. And the scent is almost like a suntan lotion scent. It's not a bad scent.
You don't like that?
I don't not like it. I just don't like scent.
That is very teen, though, that sort of scent.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Glossy has incredible packaging. Everything comes in this little pink bubble pouch so that they have their own little personal things in there. Kids are crazy about this stuff, and teenage girls or boys or whoever, but everybody's crazy about it. The packaging is amazing and they'll love that. And you can pick the price point, a little bit of the cloud paint, which is sort of just a little color to put on your lips or your cheeks for people that are sort of experimenting with makeup also. But my other idea for this person was either a purse or, again, a belt bag, or the first kind of, when you're that age, you haven't really had your own first, you haven't moved into a world of having a purse yet.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about something like that, or even something monogrammed, and you could look at Clear V, or you could look at Le Sport Sac, which is very reasonable and never goes out of style.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are a lot of other brands too. But for my other splurge is I think I'm finally going to get myself a Max Mara teddy bear coat, which I've just been wanting.
I'm looking that up right now. I know what Max Mara is and I know what a coat is.
Max Mara, I should say. But
I definitely don't know what a teddy bear coat is. But Ron, I don't mean to be rude, but it sounds like you're a little old for that.
I mean, I'm either going to get a Max Mara one or I might get the Bottega Veneta one. Or there's a Loro Piana one that's a jacket, not a coat.
Here we go.
And that would be my sort of Loro Piana Patagonia, if you will.
Wow. I see what you mean. They are wildly expensive, but they look incredible and
they're
they look very comfortable.
They're basically the Sherpa material taken to the end of the earth.
Wow.
And then the other thing I have my eye on is Volvo's coming out with a new e-car. To compete with a Tesla.
I'll take one.
So I was thinking about getting one of those for the vineyard.
Oh, that's great. So I can toot around in it.
Yeah, just
because you're right. Well, I don't keep a car there.
Yeah,
so that does
make
sense.
That would be the extra car for me. And then you could drive whatever else is there. I believe it's called Polestar. That's the name of the new brand.
Okay.
And then the other thing I'm interested in, and that's it looks like a good looking car to me. So I'm interested in that for maybe like a little
yeah, so that we can, that way you don't have to like worry about taking me around or.
And
yeah.
You don't have to go far on the vineyard. So it's okay to have an e-car there. I'm not going to drive 300 miles on the vineyard, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I've also had my eye for a long time on a Land Rover Defender.
Seen those.
I may just end up getting myself one of those because it's probably time. And Jordan loves those too. So, and then the last thing, of course, is I'm buying myself an Aman Hotels gift certificate.
Yes. Again, go to the AMAN Hotel website.
Yes.
Look at all their properties and
get
jerk off to it.
I have to book it. I have to spend it. So I'm going to buy myself a fantasy trip. I'm going to book it now for when the vaccine is over so that we can get out of here.
You're buying a car and a coat and an Aman experience?
These are just the things on my list. I didn't say I'm definitely buying them.
Okay.
That does remind me, though, that La Sierra News, one of my favorite hotels in Positano, has a little shop called Emporio Sierra News. And you can also buy on Matches Fashion. And they have the most gorgeous throw pillow covers. And they come packaged beautifully. Those are in my under 500 category. I think they're about 260 euro, something like that. But you can also get them on Matches, and Matches sometimes has an Amex deal and sometimes has a 20% off. So it might be more economical to get it on Matches.
I should have suggested to you right before they went out of business, because Pier 1 they were getting rid of everything, Ron. It was like a fire sale.
Well, you know, I'll just have to live with the fact that I missed out on that. But also, if people want to support hotels and things that have been closed, you can buy bedding. Four Seasons, you can buy their bedding right off the hotel. I have a couple of their fabulous pillows.
Wow.
Of course, Four Seasons has the most famous bed, probably, in terms of comfort. You can buy the pillows. You can buy the down comforters.
Oh, God.
You can buy the pillow covers, which I love. I have a pillow cover over the cover, under the cover.
Oh, so that way you don't have to constantly, not that anyone does it constantly, but you don't have to worry about washing your pillow.
Like a slip cover, exactly. Yeah. And they sell the bed. You can buy the bed right there.
Bronna, I have a feeling I'm going to be spending a lot of money.
And the robes and the towels. And the so you can really, you know, you can have that whole experience.
What about if I make my list of what I'm going to get and everything you suggested you pay for and everything I suggested I pay for?
I think that's a terrific idea.
Okay. Before we go, can you say one thing for me, Bronna?
Sure.
Dr. Pepper Lip Smacker.
Dr. Pepper Lip Smacker.
Thank you.
All right. So that's wrapping up Ronica for us.
I think we blew it out of the water, Ronica.
I hope so. I hope people are happy with what we've done here. Then we didn't go through any of the suggestions. Canta Jen Cohen had a great idea for something called the SWHATTY cell phone stand. They're only $20.
Oh, yes, those were cute.
But what's great about them is she was saying when she's tutoring kids for the Zoom bat mitzvahs, instead of having to watch them hold the camera all over the place, it just holds it right there. And it also works on iPads and things like that. We already talked about Michael, who sent us the ice cream scoop and a lot of other gorgeous things, including a bamboo body tapa.
Someone mentioned the Copper Canoe Woman website. Which
I don't know anything about this.
I'm looking at it now, and it is really cool. It has a yoga and wellness center, and it has like a shop that has, you know, jewelry and really gorgeous jewelry, I'll say. Very Countess Luann. And very cool. So I would say if you want a great statement piece of jewelry that, by the way, is in the $50-ish range, that's not bad. CopperCanoeWoman.com.
And I think that this business is owned by an indigenous woman, and it's very everything friendly.
Yes.
Someone else gave their husband something called a Traveler Collective keychain. It's a something you clip onto your bag, and it has little discs with the, you buy the country codes of places you've been. If you're that kind of a person who likes to fetishize collecting travel things.
Sure, sure.
And
someone also recommended these really pretty prints that you could either buy the print, or it's sort of a mid-level expense in terms of art. I think that the art itself ranges between like $300 and $500, but they're these really pretty prints of different animals, but they look really cool.
Where do those come from?
Okay, I'm gonna find it in just one. Okay, the artist is Ryan Chadwick, and they're just gorgeous drawings of like birds and wildlife and stuff, but not hokey at all. Like really pretty and very modern looking.
Oh, fabulous!
And the prints sell for between, or excuse me, the works sell for between, like I said, $300 and $500. But the prints sell between $30 and $50, and they're very pretty.
Oh, that's fabulous!
Yeah.
And then Brian in Dallas, Brian with an I in Dallas, who's an absolute runner, wrote in not only to tell us about the Mocha Master, of course, your favorite word.
Yeah.
But he also told us about something called this China, which is the Mark Newson collection by Nora Takei. Now, the thing that I love about this, so these are the people that do the first class China on Qantas. And I'm going to tell you, so there, it's Nora Takei.
I was going to say, I remember it being Australian or something, right?
Yes, TAKEchina.com. But I'll tell you why I'm a fan of this, because Qantas just announced they're only going to let people who've had the vaccine fly on Qantas. So I am planning on, and Qantas is a fabulous airline anyway, I'm planning on flying Qantas next year. Then someone else wrote in about a makeup mirror from Simple Human that's only $100, but it's a travel makeup mirror, and it's
look, anything light Simple up. Human is guaranteed to be great.
Anything, and Brian loves a travel makeup mirror because that's his whole situation.
I can't. That's when I do my rouge.
And I'm not remotely interested in this, but I'm going to talk about it anyway because Julie was so enthusiastic. She wants everybody to buy the same body splash that she's using, which I think is outrageous, which is called Friction de Foucault.
Yes, I sort of breezed past that one.
I don't know why anyone would recommend scent to anyone else, but she did it anyway. But we love Julie, so we had to call that out.
Sure, sure, sure.
And This was kind of cute. Jessica Zirkle Rubin wrote in about a brand called Local Vintage, L-O-C-A-L-V-Y-N.
The t-shirts.
A-G-E, vintage, basically. And these are all t-shirts from stores that don't exist anymore from where you grew up.
I also have to say, Rana, she sent another site that was like Philadelphia-centric with t-shirts. I was horribly offended by those. It's called Cheesesteak Tees.
Yeah.
And I didn't even really get them, to be honest with you, but they say things like, one of them says, Jesus hates the Knicks. And another one says, Jesus hates the Mets.
All right, don't waste
And then another one is Tom Brady crying, and it says, cry Brady.
Okay, you know what? That's what I'm not interested in.
Me neither, Ronica.
We've had a beautiful Ronica, and that's the kind of thing I'm not interested
I'm
in.
I'm with you.
Okay, so right. We want to remind people, of course, the Ronica Blend Coffee is available. It's
AskRonicaCoffee.com.
And I just want to tell people again, I don't know how you can do better than sending a gorgeous little bag of gelt-flavored coffee for $20. It would brighten my whole day to get a gift like that. And to get away with a gift like that for $20 would blow my mind. For our subscribers in December, we are giving away these gorgeous scoops to say
Rana,
thank you.
I have another thing to say.
Oh, no.
If you come from a Southern Baptist family and you can't take it anymore, send them a Hanukkah blend.
Oh, I love that. Did you send your mother the Hanukkah blend?
I haven't. I didn't send them any coffee. They're so... Well, I would just have to send them the ground, but maybe I will.
Send your mother the Hanukkah blend. Let's see if it pushes her over the edge.
Well, by the way, Rana, that's like one of the few categories she has no problem with. So I think she'll be okay with it.
Well, no, but it'll inspire her to say a few anti-Semitic things that she thinks aren't anti-Semitic.
I've always
said Jewish people have the best coffee. That's
in the realm of possibility.
And then we want to remind people, Rare Tea Cellar, that they can get 20% off their first purchase with the offer code
Brian.
What
was the offer code, Rana?
Brian, B-R-Y-A-N.
I totally forgot. Okay.
And I just want to encourage you to do a really deep dive on that site. They have gorgeous gift baskets, including the ones they put together for us. But their inventory is so vast. And so if somebody really is either a cocktail person or a chef, they have such gorgeous ingredients. They have a lavender sugar that I mean, just stuff that is so gorgeous. It'll absolutely blow your mind. And that they have gone to the trouble of sourcing it all over the planet. And I'm really excited to be partnering with them. Rare Tea Cellar, CELLAR.com. And one more thing I forgot to mention, which is something that I also want to get for myself. I don't know if it's Vejo or Vejo. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
V-E-J-O. This is for the sort of workout wellness person in your life.
Is this the mirror thing? No.
The mirror.
I know that looks
ridiculous. Teeny, tiny bullet blenders, basically.
Okay.
And they come with pods that they
so
send to
cute.
You. Either collagen or green or this one or that one.
I'm looking at it now.
I think the entry level is about $185.
Okay.
And I've been thinking about it. They even, I believe, have
great colors.
A super, super high-end program where they'll do a personalized nutrition for you. But this is perfect for people who want to take this to the gym with them and that are very into that whole fetishizing of wellness, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm a big, and a lot of professional athletes on board with them. V-E-J-O.
Great.
I think it's Vejo.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. That wraps it up for Ronica. Did we forget anything? Did we leave it all on the dance floor?
No, I don't think it's possible that someone wouldn't know what to give somebody after this.
We're going to get letters. You didn't mention my letter.
We mentioned a lot of them.
You talked about under $20. Why didn't you talk about under $15?
Sure.
That kind of thing.
Do they sell this for cheaper? Do they sell this for more? Can they gift wrap it? We don't know.
Brian
guys.
Said I could get it 15% off, and then they didn't have 15% off when I got there.
Yeah.
We are not under any obligation to sell any of these things to you.
Nope. Rana is lawyered up.
Well, as I said, and my lawyers like me. I got a grinder from one of them.
Are any of them single and gay?
No. Well, I don't know how their tastes run, but they're not single. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I probably won't stop making.
It was wonderful to spend another Ronica with you. And
my favorite time of year. My favorite day of the year.
And there's still so much wonder to come in the Carriage House for this month. It's only December 1st.
I know. It feels like things are ending or that the holiday season's over, but it's just beginning, guys.
I know. Everyone got a real burst up front.
A burst, yeah.
And I can't, So get shopping on those gift boxes while supplies last. And for all of our subscribers, again, they get the gorgeous scoop and clip in December.
Absolutely.
Happy Ronica,
holidays.
Dear.
Happy Ronica.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Okay.